Greetings, inventive viewers, and welcome to Golden Age Technology on Supreme Master Television. Today's show takes us to Kansas City, USA, to learn about MindDrive, a nonprofit organization working with at-risk high school students in urban areas to inspire innovation and encourage them to create a brighter future for themselves and their communities. MindDrive uses a student-mentor training model and provides a constructive, hands-on learning environment. The organization's most notable project thus far has been students from an automotive design class at De La Salle's Charter High School in Kansas City, USA, turning a retired open-wheel race car, a 2000 Lola Indy car, into a high-performance electric vehicle. Aside from changing the vehicle's power source from gas to electric, the task included designing its body and testing the final version of the car on a track.
My name is Steve Reese, and I taught two classes at De La Salle called Creative Studio, and it evolved to become a class called Automotive Design Studio. And it was at the request of the students that we build a car. So this last project was building a car. We started the project working at De La Salle. It evolved into a new not-for-profit called MindDrive. And through the summer, we finished the project and worked with 11 mentors and 7 students to do the project.
The end result exceeded all expectations, and the vehicle gained much publicity nationally and internationally. The car's sleek design and transparent body are visually impressive, and during testing, it achieved a remarkable fuel efficiency, equivalent of 300 miles per gallon or 127 kilometers per liter. The team of capable young students and their adult mentors devoted themselves to the project every Saturday for 8 months, developing an exceptional car and lifelong friendships. Let's now meet some of the individuals behind the 2010 MindDrive De La Salle electric car project, including the mentors and students from the Automotive Design Studio class at De La Salle.
My name is Tom Strongman. I got involved in the project through writing about it and documenting it, and then when we actually began to do the car, I came every week, and I was sort of the resident historian, if you will, photographing and writing and working on our website.
I'm Zach Knighton. I got involved in the group through a De La Salle class called Creative Studios, and I've been a part of the group for 3 years.
My name is John Shaw. I became one of the students that helps with the car from De La Salle. It was a automotive design studio, and it was something I liked, so I got involved with it.
My name is Mike Blood, and I'm one of the mentors. I have a background in metal fabrication, and I have also built a electric car some years previous.
My name is Linda Buckner, and my background is in cause marketing, and I joined up with Tom Strongman and Steve Reese to take the class from De La Salle and expand it into a nonprofit organization.
Steve Reese now explains his noble vision of stirring students' imagination.
Well, I was an architect for 30 years, and I got to know De La Salle High School, and it became a passion of mine. And I just had this feeling that these kids needed to have mentors in their life, someone that they could relate to in the real world. And so I came up with this idea for a class. I had done some mentoring with the school, and I had this idea for a class on creativity because I thought these kids had a lot of creativity, and they all had a lot of backbone. And it was difficult, but the class proved to be valuable, and the students were energized and particularly interested in doing creative hands-on projects. So it became experiential learning, where they were actually doing things with their hands. We would have normal classwork, but probably 80% of what we did was actually involving them building things, and we would break things down and build things up, learning the process. And one of the projects each year was to design a car body in concept. And the kids kept saying, well, why can't we do a real car? Why can't we do a real car? And I thought, oh, well, that's crazy. We can't do that. And then I thought, well, how could we do that? We found an old race car that had been damaged, but it's lightweight. And so the theory was we were going to do a car that was extremely efficient and lightweight.
The project began January 2010 with 7 students and 11 mentors. Upon its completion 8 months later, the results gained the attention of the media worldwide. The electric car, with its eye-catching design and outstanding energy efficiency, has been featured in the prestigious Auto Week magazine, pieces by CNN and Yahoo News, and hundreds of websites and blogs. The project's success was due to a collective effort, with the key decisions being made by the students themselves.
We got an Indy car, and everybody thinks, well, the mentors built this car. But that's really not how it happened. The mentor's job was to develop windows. And in the windows, we would put tools. The students would go in the window, use the tools to make decisions. So the students literally made the decisions. We got them close to where the decisions needed to be, but they literally made the decisions.
With experience in electric cars, mentor Mike Blood brought valuable expertise to the project and credits the students' hard work and commitment for the project's success.
We met on Saturday mornings and worked from 9 o'clock until 1, 2 o'clock, and everybody, showed up. There were a few of the students that even after the class was over, they showed up every Saturday. And it was really a neat thing to see that group that could have been doing other things, you know, during the summertime. They all showed up and they worked. It was a really neat deal.
The mentor-student program proved successful in developing strong bonds between the participants. A greater achievement than the creation of the car itself was the things the team members learned from each other, and that it gave the students a clear direction as to future career paths.
The group as a whole was the best. The mentors, getting to know each one of them and their background, where they came from. And I want to thank all of them. If y'all watching this, I want to thank y'all for helping me decide on my career. Thanks to Steve, Linda. Give a shout out to Tom. Melvin. Mike Blood. My buddy right there. Hey, everybody my buddy. And it's the beauty. Everybody came to a conclusion on this beautiful thing right here, and I want to thank all of them.
So as it grew, the students and the mentors became closer. We found that the mentors also became really involved with the students socially. Each student came here with some issues, and we've kind of dealt with a lot of those, and it became an opportunity to not only teach kids about academics, but also help them deal with social issues. So each student, you know, had their own story, and we learned what those stories were, and we learned to deal with it. And I think each one of them, each one of them matured great lengths during this process.
Zach Knighton brought zest and ingenuity to the project, from his early desire to build the car to even writing a hip-hop song that accompanies a video tribute to the vehicle. Originally having little interest in automobiles, he now desires a career in the automotive field.
I am a senior, I should say. Graduate this year. Plan to go to KU or Mizzou, stuck between the two, but I want to go in for automotive engineering and architecture.
Let's now take a closer look at the car with Zach as our guide.
Well, this right here up under the plastic is the tub. This right here is the tub. Back here, we have lithium-ion batteries. This right here is the flywheel, the new back piece. It used to be a four-wheeler, now it's a three-wheeler. Inside is fiberglass, new steering, new pedals. The way to get in is taking off the canopy and put one foot in at a time, and you're in there.
The project culminated with a trip to Bridgestone Tires' Texas Proving Ground, where students and mentors collected track data with the help of Bridgestone employees. The car was rigorously tested and achieved an exceptional fuel efficiency equivalent of 300 miles per gallon, or 127 kilometers per liter.
We took it out on a track. It was an 8-mile track. Yeah, and put it on the track, ran it for like 4 hours, and then had a ball from there.
Since then, the project has been recognized as one of 9 sustainable success stories by the Mid-American Regional Council, an urban planning organization for the Kansas City region. While the students and mentors have also been recognized with an official proclamation from the Kansas City City Council. Of the many special achievements of the 2010 MindDrive De La Salle Electric Car Project, perhaps the most beautiful and inspiring is that it brought together a diverse number of talented individuals in a special way.
Our group really became transparent. Our group became a group of people, and we really didn't see color. We didn't see social backgrounds. We just saw one another. And I think that was a wonderful lesson for me, a wonderful experience for me, and it's really enriched us.
We salute MindDrive and are certain it will continue to offer many more opportunities for students to dream a brighter and more sustainable future for themselves and our planet.
We are the future. This electric car is the future. So, yeah, I'm ready to further my career in doing electric cars and hope to see you again soon sometime.
For more details on MindDrive, please visit www.minddrive.wikispaces.com. Loving viewers, thank you for your company today on Golden Age Technology. Coming up next on Supreme Master Television is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after noteworthy news. May all your creative endeavors be met with success and fulfillment.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.